Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we love food, Michael.
We do. And the other night, I was very lucky enough to go to the opening of the brand new Sofitel Hotel in Auckland.
What was that like?
It was absolutely beautiful. In fact, as we arrived a little late, and there were two opera singers, and they were carrying candles, sort of lanterns, and they were both singing.
Yeah.
And it was right at the front door, and I thought, oh, God, do you have to sing to get into this party? But it was beautiful. The whole place was candlelit. I don't know if you've been there. It's brand new, but it's all these beautiful sort of ponds of water. It's a really lovely night, and although it rained, it actually added to it all, because it was it just visually a real treat.
Fantastic.
So on today's show, I'd like to welcome the brand new executive chef to the Sofitel in Auckland, and Scott Brown has come from the world-renowned and very popular Hooker Lodge. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. So is it a big step moving away from Hooker Lodge to Sofitel in Auckland?
Yeah, it's been a pretty big move. It's taken my first head chef role and taking the opening of a new hotel, but it's been a great challenge and it's a really exciting opportunity for me.
Now, before we get on to the Sofitel, tell me, what was it like working at the Hooker, because it's so renowned around the world?
Yeah, it's an amazing place to work. Some of the clients you get, just unbelievable. A lot of funny requests. There's a motto there, which is basically, we never say no, so you have to deal with a lot of strange requests.
I think Ben's got their motto too, actually, Scott.
No, I've deleted that off my business card.
And tell us a little bit about your food philosophy in terms of your approach to food.
I try not to overcomplicate each dish and try to keep probably three or four elements on each dish. Basically, try not to be too clever. I'd say it's quite contemporary, but I take a lot of inspiration from classical dishes, even dishes I ate as a child, dishes that my grandmother's cooked.
And in terms of the New Zealand ingredients, you know, the beautiful, I've just come back from Central Otago and did a couple of stories down there and talked to a couple of the producers. You know, the fresh seasonal produce in those areas are just absolutely beautiful. But they were explaining that, you know, in the North Island, there's much more seafood and the availability of seafood. Is that a big component? Because I guess you are right on the water there in Auckland.
Yeah, we're quite lucky with Lava Dining. So we're located right on the waterfront, just up from the fish market. So we're very spoiled for seafood. We're using a lot of trevally, monkfish, local clams from the South Island we're using a lot of at the moment, lots of different things.
And with regard, you know, Sofitel being a big international brand, how influenced are you with international menus compared to the local ingredients?
We're quite lucky that Sofitel's, they quite leave us to create our own gastronomy, so we're not too influenced by them, but we do use a lot of overseas. I read a lot and use a lot of influence from overseas.
Do you have a favourite chef?
Yeah, a few different ones. A couple of chefs I work for, Bruce Poole in London from Chez Bruce, he had a big influence on me, and Justin North from Bacasse, where I worked at, he was a huge influence and quite like his style of food as well.
Well, we've had Justin on the show before, and he's a great guy because, you know, he really believes of using, you know, the fresh produce from the season and really going back to find the produce from the source. So, you know, he's done extraordinary things. It's been great.
Yeah, it's definitely the greatest way to cook. We're quite lucky in Auckland as well. There's a lot of small producers, and they actually come into the restaurant and bring their samples in, so we get to try quite a lot of things. Which is great for writing menus.
That's when it gets exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's very good, because sometimes you have to go out and source them, but they're quite open to bringing in their little boutique-y items that they might just grow one herb or specialise in goat's cheese, so you get to sample a lot and makes writing a menu a lot easier.
What do you like about cooking? You mentioned your grandmother and home-cooked dishes from a kid. What turns you on in the kitchen, and why do you like doing this as a job?
The pressure, I think. That's probably one of the... I quite enjoy the pressure of a long day, and then you get a busy service. That's great fun to see people's face when you cook them.
So well done. Congratulations on that. The hotel is absolutely spectacular.
Oh, thank you.
And yes, keep creating non-stressful food. That's what we want.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott, okay, thank you very much.
Nice to have you.
Scott Brown, the brand new executive chef at the brand new Sofitel Hotel in Auckland.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.